Cooper University Healthcare's new cancer center opens in Camden Monday. John Sheridan, Cooper's CEO, says they wanted a partner in providing care there, one that could help expand research and treatment capabilities. But they looked well beyond the tri-state area.
Exact mileage, I don't know, but it's about 2,000 miles from Camden in Houston, Texas.
MD Anderson is a flagship cancer center at the University of Texas. It ran about 1,000 clinical trials last year. Cooper reached out to them 18 months ago.
This came at a very pivotal point for MD Anderson in that we were developing our cancer network.
Amy Hay is with MD Anderson. She says they were seeking an East Coast presence and a chance to share resources. They've already partnered with a center in Arizona. Cooper's large academic structure appealed to them. Sheridan, again with Cooper, says the two centers finalized the deal last month.
Our agreement is that we will follow their methodology, their protocols to the T.
Sheridan says MD Anderson doctors will be part of patients' treatment process at Cooper. They'll train doctors and be involved at the med school. Over time, Cooper will take part in Anderson's clinical trials with hopes that patients won't go to, say, Philadelphia or New York instead for care. Lawton Robert Burns researches health systems at Penn's Wharton School and says a lot of hospitals are looking for new kinds of partnerships. Part of it's about marketing and attracting patients.
So, for example, the Cleveland Clinic has, you know, 7-8 hospitals in the Cleveland metro area. They now have an alliance with hospitals over in Dayton. We're seeing these things sprout up everywhere.
Burns says the question over time will be how involved MD Anderson will be at Cooper and whether the new partnership will lead to better care. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.